This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company that came on my radar about a month or two ago. We're talking about East Main Resources, Inc. They trade on the OTCQX under the ticker symbol EANRF. They also trade on the TSX under the ticker symbol ER. And with us today, we're very lucky to have him as the president and CEO, Claude Lamasson. Claude, welcome to the show. Greatly appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much for having us.
You know, what makes East Main a unique opportunity for anybody who wants to get invested in your company?
Sure. Well, we are a junior exploration company. We're Canadian-based. But all our assets are in James Bay, Quebec, and that makes us a little different in the sense that James Bay in Quebec itself is known as a very stable and safe jurisdiction to pursue exploration and mining projects in, with a very supportive government. And also it has great infrastructure. We have roads, as well as, so we have road access to our projects, but we also have power nearby. We have airstrips and airports, so we can fly into near our projects. So very convenient from an infrastructure point of view, yet largely untapped from a resource perspective. The other thing that's unique about our company is we have three key projects in the James Bay area in Quebec, so we're really focused on James Bay, and all our projects are high-grade gold assets. So, you know, they run resource-wise anywhere from 6 to 8 grams per ton, which is considered high-grade gold. So we're focused on gold and being high-grade gold. In the last couple years, we really have issued two 43-101 compliant resources on two separate projects, and at the same time on the third one we announced one major discovery late last year, and we're pursuing that discovery with more work trenching and drilling. So we've been very successful in a short period of time. We're creating value essentially for the company, moving these assets forward, and yet in the market, and because of market conditions that really we don't control, we're clearly undervalued. So that makes us a very unique value opportunity.
One of the projects I want to particularly talk about today is the Eau Claire project in Quebec. Where are we at in that process?
Yeah, absolutely. So at Eau Claire, which is our anchor project, we've done extensive drilling over the last couple of years. We had a lot of drilling prior to that, but we really ramped it up in the last 2 years. Enough drilling to be able to come up with a new resource, a revised resource that was much better and stronger than in the past. And with that new resource, we were able to proceed with a preliminary economic assessment. So this would be the first stage of an economic study of a project in mining, and we issued the maiden PEA at Eau Claire in May of this year, so fairly recently, about 3-4 months ago, and that was a major milestone. This is something that a lot of companies in exploration look to do throughout their life, and we were able to reach that at Eau Claire, and the PEA itself came out with some very robust results. So that tells us that there's definitely a mine there, and it's a question of moving it forward through more engineering and permitting to be able to get to a development decision and eventually production. But the numbers are, when we look at the after-tax net present value, the NPV at a 5% discount rate, we're looking at around $260 million, and we also came up with an after-tax IRR of 27%. So those are great numbers, very robust, very solid And, you know, we're looking at an operation, an open pit and underground over a 12-year mine life. But obviously, again, because of market conditions, you know, there was no, when we announced this great news, we were largely ignored by the market, which is not really a surprise at this point. But at least for us, it is a major milestone, adding value to the company, and that's pretty key. We also advanced our two other projects at the East Main Mine. We issued a new mineral resource. This is a gold, silver, and copper asset, and that was in January 2018, and that was issued. So that was another big milestone for that project. And then I mentioned earlier the new discovery at the Eleanor South joint venture. That discovery has been very interesting. We're continuing to pursue it. And the Eleanor South joint venture is actually a joint venture near the Eleanor mine, which is an operating mine, a gold mine by Goldcorp. We're only about 8-9 miles away from it with this project. And they are partners with us. Goldcorp is, as well as another small company called Azimuth. So it's a three-way partnership, and we're moving that forward. Very excited about that opportunity and creating some real excitement and new value there.
One of the questions that I had for you that you guys are currently pre-revenues right now, you closed a $5.7 million private placement. What do you guys plan on doing with that money?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So we did that fairly recently, back in June. So obviously we typically have to go to the market. We raise money to be able to proceed on the next stages of our exploration work and advanced exploration and some of the pre-development or engineering work. And so we raised that in the market. We were able to do it even in a tough market. We were able to raise even a little more than we originally expected. And that was quite positive. Typically, it's a mix of what we call hard dollars, so regular dollars, as well as some flow-through dollars, which we're able to do up in Canada here because of some of the tax incentives, which are end up, you know, reducing the dilution of the raise. So with that money, basically our plan is, right now we have, you know, over $6.5 million in the bank. So we're really well funded right into 2019. And what we're doing, we're focusing really on the next 4 months, which is the rest of the year. And we have essentially an exploration vision in the company, which is to get to 3 million ounces in the next 3 years. So we're already partway into that. And we have about 1.5 million ounces, let's call it. So we're about halfway on our goal. And we've got a couple of years yet ahead of us to keep on growing the resource. But the money really is being spent on two main fronts for the next 4 or 5 months. The Eau Claire project itself, which I referred to as our anchor project earlier, we are doing what we call post-PEA pre-development activities. So that means some of the engineering studies for an underground exploration ramp, some environmental studies and infrastructure studies. So that's going to move forward, and it already is. And then we're also doing some drilling. So we want to do some drilling at the Eau Claire deposit itself, about 2,000 meters. We're basically testing the eastern, what we call the eastern plunge, so the extension of the deposit between, you know, roughly 400 and 600-700 meters deep. And we're going to be doing a bit of drilling to prove out that the deposit continues to expand nearby on the Clearwater property itself. So we've got the Eau Claire deposit that sits on a larger property very close to the Eau Claire deposit on Clearwater. We are actually doing some exploration work, some new targets that we're going after, hoping to ideally find some new resources. Ultimately, we're doing mapping, soils, and outcrop sampling program. We're also doing 1,600 meters of trenching, as well as 5,500 meters of drilling on a specific zone called the Kennard Deformation Zone. So this is all fairly close. I'm going to say within maybe 7-8 miles at the most from the deposit itself. So we're hoping to find new sources of mineralization with that. So that's one big chunk, one big part of the project. The second half, the rest of the money is being spent on the Eleanor South joint venture, the one that I referred to that we had a discovery on. So we're doing there, advancing that, doing currently 1,250 meters of mechanized trenching, and we're also going to do 5,800 meters of diamond drilling in one specific zone that we're targeting, which is fairly high grade, as well as more trenching, 750 meters and 1,200 meters of drilling in a parallel zone. So we've got two main trends that we've identified in this discovery, and we're basically working on both in the next few months, with results expected on both projects, by the way, overall, starting in, you know, we're going to see trenching and drill results probably starting in October and into October, November, December, January. You'll see some regular results being issued.
Company that we're highlighting today here on Stock Day is East Main Resources. You can find them on the OTCQX under the ticker symbol EANRF. You can find them on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol ER. Claude, let me ask you this. We're kind of running out of time. What would you like my listeners to take away from this interview?
Well, what we're trying to convey here is that we've got a solid company with great potential. Normally something that would be valued much higher than it is. And therefore, if you're value hunting for a stock in a company that is very solid, that actually has resources identified, that actually has gold in the ground in a safe jurisdiction, this is a great value opportunity. We believe that the gold price and gold equities will turn around eventually. In potentially the next few months, and this would be a great place, a great entry point for any investor looking forward to gaining some great valuation with a company that is very solid and well-respected.
Claude, I want to thank you for your time today. Thanks for stopping by. It's always a pleasure to have you on my show. Hopefully you'll come back in 40 or 50 days. Give us an update of what's going on with East Main Resources.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.